Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to The Froth, a place to let your brain slip into something more comfortable, a spa break for the mind. Are you sitting frothily? Then we'll begin.
I'm comedian husband, Rod Gilbert.
I'm comedy writer wife, Shan Harris.
That's Rosie, a dog. And this is...
The Froth. Yesterday's non-news today.
There is some occasional fruity language and content. The headlines this week.
Doctors flush out woman's ear and find buried treasure.
Well, a little tube. Shop tells customers to stop paying with sweaty cash stored in their bras.
Ooh, sweaty cash. Rod's friend gets run over three times in the exact same spot.
The exact same spot. Sean smashes her vag on a bathtub.
Yeah, stop talking about it. It's horrible.
You brought it up.
Yeah, I know, but, you know. That was for comedy.
Comedian Felicity Ward breaks her arm three times in the exact same spot.
The exact same spot. And those are the headlines. Hey, thank you so much for doing this, Phyllis. Where are you in the world? I mean, I can see that you are in some kind of room.
It looks very organised behind you. You've got labels.
Yeah, I am a room.
Post-its. Have you got post-its on things?
I have post-its. Because of lockdown, we had to get... My husband had to work from home, so we have a proper fancy standing desk in our bedroom,
nice.
Which is absolutely ideal, having a workplace in your bedroom. And then this is the lounge room table. And so this is my office, and that is a set of drawers, and they are photos of my friends and kids, and they're things that I should have done during lockdown.
What should you have done? We can't see the detail. What do they say, these Sean is basically trying to find a kindred spirit who puts post-it notes everywhere.
I put post-it notes on everything.
So fucking annoying. Every wall of our house.
But like, to remind me to have self-esteem.
Yeah,
usually.
Yeah.
It's things like, you're okay.
Hey, just if you haven't picked any up this morning while you're at the shops, just grab some self-esteem.
Can you get me some, love?
Yeah. Oh, they run out everywhere. These are about a panel show idea that I have.
Yeah.
And things that I should have done to develop it. And that's to remind me to ask my Australian manager to send over the pitch panel document. And I did write that 4 months ago.
I was going to say, because that format doesn't look that extensive if it's on one post-it.
And, I mean, one, how dare you? Yeah.
Simple ideas are the best,
actually,
Barry.
It's actually a very complex idea.
Yeah, but the best ones, exactly.
Thank you.
The best ones are the ones you can boil down into one little tiny post-it next to your friends.
Exactly.
I don't think that I need self-esteem when I have Rod and Sean.
You don't.
You're so positive about
exactly.
me.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that.
The best arc is so defensive. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. The best idea, the simplest ones. I do worry, though, that if somebody wanted to, and we can't see it because our internet's too shit, we're in Wales, but if somebody with good internet might be able to see what's in on that poster and steal your simple idea.
Oh, it doesn't make any sense what I've written down, don't worry.
Oh, really? So you've boiled it down.
This one
you
says...
You boiled it down so much it doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
He says, what do they win? Yeah, that's right. I don't even know what I've written. This says, what do they win? Points? Sale of the century? Absolutely no idea.
I tell you what.
Absolutely not.
So this is your new game show idea in post-it form around the house. And what do they win? Question mark. And so far, your imagination has taken you to points.
Yeah.
They win points.
Because I'm a thinker, I'm a dreamer. Yeah.
There's no such thing as a bad idea at this stage. I mean, you've got to think outside the box these days. People don't want same old, same old. You wait till that, the execs hear that.
You've got to start somewhere, Rod, okay? You can't grow a tree without a seed,
no,
okay?
That is, so
that is true.
That is true.
That is true.
That is true. You leave that up there to be watered at some later date. Leave that seed. Hey, so where are you? So you're in a room.
I'm in my lounge room in London. Printer behind me makes me look like I'm very sensible and do a lot of things. I don't. It's very dusty.
Does it work?
Yeah, it's kind of new, actually.
But that's such a success. Yes. I mean, to have a working printer is you're already in the 1%.
Yeah, printers are the f***ing bane of our life.
Oh, my God.
I've thrown three printers down the stairs.
I've actually contemplated paying a man to write whatever I say out longhand, and it would be easier and more efficient than getting a printer.
Cheaper than getting...
Less stressful.
I hate printers. If you've got a working one, stick that on the end post-it as a prize, I would.
Yeah.
I'm not giving this away, mate. This is
such a good idea for a prize. A working printer.
I assumed, you see, that you were in Australia.
Yeah, everyone does. Yeah. I've lived here for 8 years and not once has someone goes, you live here, don't you?
Yeah.
They go, are you living here now? Like, I have a son. I have a British son. I have a British husband. Yeah. I have been here since 2013.
Right. I'm not immigration, don't worry.
To be fair, I'm applying for a mortgage at the moment.
Are you?
And I just got an email back, so they needed a copy of my visa, which is in my passport, which I sent off to the DVLA because apparently that's the only way you can get a f***ing license in this country as an immigrant, is to send your only document of identification to a shop in Wales where
it's
they
not a
have
shop.
Limited numbers
it's
of staff.
It's a big office in Swansea.
It is a shop.
It's not. It's an eyesore.
No, it's someone's back. It's someone's...
A shop provides a service.
It's a granny flat.
It's a butcher's out the front. Yeah. Butcher's out the front and they go through... You go through, go through those little beads hanging down and it's the DVLA out the back. You go through the little plastic curtain. Hey, now then, we got... You know I don't know if you know the format to this, but I'll run you through it, Fliss.
It's
format
very loose.
To this is me and Sian. We're here. You're there. Barry's there. That's the basic geography of the show. And then I'm going to read out three frothy stories that will all waste your time. At the end of it, you decide which one has wasted your time the most. Now then.
Come on.
Here's your first frothy story. Here it comes. It's shit, this one. It's really shit.
Okay.
It's really shit. They're all shit. Sometimes there's a mild interest in them, but this one's really shit. I mean, the story itself is just rubbish. It doesn't even read amusingly. Okay. It's crap.
Okay.
Right?
I'm glad we're starting off with
this one. You ready? Exactly. Let's
start with your best.
We're starting off with it because it reminded me of some stuff.
Okay.
Which I think might be amusing. That's why. Right. Doctors...
Yeah.
Doctors flush out woman's ear. It's one of these. It's one of these stories.
Right.
There's only seven stories in the world. This is one of them.
Is this in the book?
One of the hero stories.
Yeah, is this in the Robert... Is it Robert McKay? What's his name? Robert McKee?
Robert McKee, the guy who wrote Story.
Yeah, is this in number one?
This is it, This is in one of them.
Yeah, The Quest.
In the newspapers, there's always one of these stories. Doctors flush out woman's ear after complaint and find objects from decades ago. Right. There we go. The thing is, one of the things I don't know about this story, it says a woman who had grommets in her ears as a child complained to her doctor about a cold and sinus infection only to find a tube was still stuck in her ear from 22 years ago. That's it. That is essentially the story. But I don't know what grommets are. I mean, I could have Googled it, I suppose.
Not the animated dog.
No. Well, I'm glad you've come to me. I am a doctor.
Yeah. Well, I thought you got kids, right?
Yes.
I got one.
Has your child ever had anything stuck?
No, weirdly.
How old is your child now, Felicity? Are you allowed to talk about your child?
Yeah, I think so. He'll be two in a month.
Aww.
Right.
So he's nearly two. I don't know how that's happened. I mean, probably through the passage of time, as it usually
must
does
be.
With most people.
Must be.
He's not at the age, I don't think, where they stick things up their nose, although I don't know how young it starts. As I said, this is the first I've ever had a kid. Mm-hmm. He does put everything in his mouth.
Oh, really?
The closest I can think is when I was younger, I used to watch a lot of cartoons and I used to see that cartoons would sniff pepper and then they would sneeze a lot, and I loved sneezing. And so I stuck white pepper up my nose, and it just burnt. Oh, it just burnt a
God.
Lot.
I did it. I did it once with black powdery black pepper. When I can't remember exactly where I was at my nan's house when I did it. It hurt.
Yep.
Oh,
it hurts. You don't sneeze, do you?
Cry. Why were you doing it,
Why
Barry?
Why were you doing it, Barry?
And I love to sneeze.
Why did you do it?
To try and sneeze. I'm a big fan of the sneeze. Nothing more disappointing to me than about to sneeze and it goes.
Isn't
I'm
that
furious.
Weird?
It's
that is weird
ruined.
That you both wanted to sneeze so much that you inhaled pepper.
I mean, that is... Yeah. I mean, weirdly...
Yeah.
Weirdly, you're not going to believe this now when I say this, but I don't sneeze.
What?
I don't sneeze.
What do you mean?
No. What are you talking about?
I will show you how I sneeze. This is not a sneeze. I'm recreating the magic for you now. Here we go. This is me sneezing.
We could get some black pepper from
them. Wait, Nadia. I'm getting into sneeze character.
Okay. Yeah, that's true, actually. That is his sneeze.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
That is your
that
sneeze.
It. That's my sneeze. Do you want to see it again? Oh, like this.
That's a big disappointment.
So the actor's studio.
Why are you denying yourself? Why are you denying yourself that pleasure?
I don't let it out.
Exactly.
I don't let them out. I don't know why.
Why?
Don't know why. Nobody I've ever known has ever done it.
That's repression.
I'm the only person I know, but I don't let them out. And somebody told me once that a sneeze comes out at 180,000 miles an hour. You keeping it in is really dangerous. Like your brain could just blow up or something. But I've been doing it.
Imagine how much smarter you could have been.
Exactly. I think about that all the time.
But I bet you rarely have your ears blocked, though, as a result.
Ah.
I bet that's blowing any cobwebs out those ears.
Actually, no, I suffer with terrible blocked ears.
Maybe you should sneeze.
I suffer with terrible blocked ears. Literally.
You've probably got snot in there. It's just blown back.
Sham sneeze. Honestly, if I posted Sham sneeze on the internet, fuck that panda. Honestly, Sham would be on 36 billion views by lunchtime.
How do you sneeze, Sham?
It's like... There's a big
it's weird,
one, but it's
man.
Chopped into tiny little pieces like sushi. And it's like...
Oh, I love that.
Like that.
Yeah, that's it. Honestly, do that again. And then let's make this go viral. See? Never mind that panda, sneezing panda.
It's really weird. Isn't
really
it weird,
weird
how we all develop our own sneeze techniques?
My friend Tim, who you've met before, he sneezes. I used to live with him, and he sneezes every single time. He does six in a row every time. And they're real light. And they're all like, six every time.
I wonder why we all have different. What is it?
Is Tim married?
No, divorced because of the sneeze.
I would say.
Do you know what? I thought of it recently. I had to be up really early and I was staying in a hotel and it was one of those ones where I was supposed to be up at like 5:30 or 5:15 and I wasn't sure how long I'd slept for at this point. And then I heard bells go of a church. And I counted them and I was like, I've got to get up in like 5-10 minutes. And it reminded me of being woken up from the other room from Tim sneezing and hearing them and going, well, there's another four of these coming.
You've got PTS sneeze.
PTS sneeze.
Now then, see, what are grommets, Barry? Can you Google it?
It's bits in your ears, isn't it? It's like these things.
They're little things that you put in your ears when they get blocked when you're a kid.
Are they things that you put in your ears or are they things that you get in your ears, grommets? Are they like a condition that you get in your ears or are they things
you get them put in your ears?
You get them put in your ears, right.
I thought they were bits that they took out because
I thought they were a bit like tonsils, I thought, grommets.
And they were pointless, but you can take them out if they're a problem or something.
That's what I thought, darling. I thought they were like tonsils.
Darling.
I thought they were like your spleen.
It's a small tube that's placed in your child's ear during surgery. It drains fluid away and keeps the eardrum open.
Right.
The grommet should fall out naturally within 6 to 12 months. Your child's ear gets better.
Right, so a woman asked her doctor to flush out her ears after a hearing complaint and was shocked when they discovered she'd had an object lodged in there for the past 22 years. So the tube comes out. It was covered in earwax, it says. So I thought childhood injuries...
Okay.
Because I've got a really weird memory, right, that I want help with. This made me instantly think of this. My mother used to make homemade ginger beer.
Did she?
And lemonade and stuff like that, yeah.
Okay.
And I think that one of the parts of that process was that she would have a big bowl of boiling water and the ginger roots, the ginger clumps of ginger would be in that boiling water.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not sure if you do that with making ginger beer. I've never made it. But that's my memory of it. And my memory is of getting up on a stool, getting onto the kitchen unit,
oh my God,
falling into that boiling water, So like floating in it like a bathtub.
Oh God.
Like a bubbling, boiling baby bobbin apple.
Right.
And looking out and seeing my mother hanging washing out or taking washing in from the line, one of those circular, one of those hurdy-gurdy washing line thingies, yeah, roundabouty things. That's my memory. Now, is that possible?
You sounded like Dylan Thomas then for a bit.
The alliteration was beautiful.
Yeah, it was like Dylan Thomas was in the house.
The baby bubble apple in the Bible black.
If the ball of my breath bump on a snout, let the bubbles jump out.
Yeah, so you do think it's possible.
Is it true? Can it be true
that
I was bobbling like a bobbing apple in a boil of
boiling water? In a boiling water with your mother with the hurly-gurly.
Yeah, with my mother with the hurly-gurly.
Was it boiling?
Yeah. My memory of it is lying in a big bowl of boiling water.
I think you'd have died.
What is that memory about then?
No, you'd be more disfigured.
Yeah, you would have.
And then I remember being in hospital wrapped in swaddling clothes.
So it did happen.
Towel. Wrapped in like a towel and stuff like that. But I've never talked about it with my family.
Ask your sister.
I'll ask my sister. I don't know what I'm asking you, Felicity.
Ask your therapist.
I don't know why I'm asking you, three fucking idiots. I'll ask my sister.
Can I say that I'm still angry as a comedian that I said PTS sneeze and not PTSD, post-traumatic sneeze disorder?
Do you know what?
I'm still thinking about
it. Do you know what's interesting? Is that I thought, after you said it, I thought to say post-traumatic sneeze disorder, and I didn't. I didn't, because I thought that will seem like...
Look at us.
That will seem like now I'm trying to top your PTS sneeze.
Did you write it down?
I didn't write it down. I don't carry a pen.
It did cross my mind as well.
No, I'm not. Oh my God, look! Show your workings out.
Have you got PTSD about the whole PTS sneeze? Post traumatic.
Pen traumatic stress disorder.
Guys. Pen traumatic sneeze disorder.
This is incredible.
Sean, did you think about post traumatic sneeze?
This is post traumatic stress disorder.
Right,
it still works to treat though.
Oh yeah,
guys, isn't it funny that in our entire conversation, none of us have actually been paying attention? We've all been thinking of puns. We're like, oh yeah, yeah.
Did you think of post-traumatic sneeze disorder?
No,
as well?
I didn't.
I've broken my right arm 3 times.
Have you?
No way.
As a kid.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
Both bones, same place every time. Oh. First time was playing hide and go seek.
I've just remembered. I'll come on to it. But you go on. Go.
Write it down.
Yeah.
See, that's why you have a note. That's why you have a notepad. You write it down.
Right? Barry's the producer. Barry, can you write that down? I had a thought and try to remember it. Thanks, mate.
We'll do.
I haven't got a pen.
Do you want to say a key word?
Mark. Remind me that. That's his name. The guy's name.
My sister's chasing me. We're at our friend's house. She's got a little set of stairs that lead up to her front door, and it's just like a little. Balcony, not even big enough for a balcony. What we would call a porch, not what you would call a porch.
I'm going to give you a word for it now.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I was growing up, we had a caravan in Pembrokeshire, not too far from where we find ourselves today. And our caravan had 3 steps up to a little platform to get in the front door.
Mm-hmm.
And we called that the veranda. And I was only thinking about that the other day. I was thinking, why do we call that the veranda? Such a posh word for somewhere where you could literally stand to open the door.
So I'm on the veranda. I climb over the railing. I look back to see my sister. She doesn't touch me, but she goes, boo. And I fall off. It's only about 1.5 meters, about maybe 3 foot. And I fell onto my arm and I got a green stick fracture. And then, this is a weird memory, someone from across the road, I'm from a town of like 1,500 people. I'm from like small town Australia, small beach town. Someone from across the road scooped me up and walked me in their arms back home down the road. I still don't know who that is. My mum does.
Oh my God.
But in my head, every time she tells me, I erase it. And it's just like this, you know, benevolent stranger. I'm like, who was that mystery man? It's like,
that's so
Gary.
Heroic.
Zora's is there. I don't know why you get so romantic about it.
He always picks you up, even when you don't want him to.
Yeah, that's right. He's a town pervert.
Second occasion. Tell me you're on the veranda again. Oh. Your sister goes boo again. So next day, your sister goes boo.
Better.
Oh.
What happened now?
It's sports day at high school, but it's raining. Yeah. Wow. I did jazz ballet, obviously. I have very jazz ballet vibes. I give off leotard energy, you know?
Yeah,
so,
you do.
We're in the room practicing our dance, but the boys who usually play like cricket or basketball also are inside, but they're in the class next door. So they come into our class. I've got a crush on one of the boys. I've already asked him out seven, maybe 12 times, and he said no very kindly and didn't ask me to stop asking him. So I didn't. Anyway, he did that thing where you stand on a chair, you put your foot on the base and you put your other foot on the back of the chair and you push forward and you like step over it.
God. Yeah, like something out of a musical or Singing in the Rain. Or
He did that. And my understanding was how you get boys to like you is not flirt, wear makeup, wear short skirts, is to be aggressively funny and competitive and try to humiliate them in front of their friends.
Absolutely.
It went very well, as you can imagine. So I said, I could do that. So I did it. No problems. Of course I could do that. I could do anything that a boy could do. And then he did it backwards. And at the end, he was like, whoa.
What do you mean?
Like,
you got a bit of the backwards.
So he
I can't even understand. It's so jazz. This is so jazz. I can't even understand it. I get him. He runs up to a chair. He puts one foot on it, one foot on the top of the back of it. Down the chair goes. I get that. I've seen that move. But are you saying that he then just reversed it and put his back foot back on the back of it and he went back up? Wow.
So he does that. He gets a bit wobbly and I'm being the lady that I am said, you pussy, I could do that. We're married now. And so I did
Are you?
It.
Are you married now?
No, absolutely not. Oh. I am married, but not to him.
Oh, gutting.
Yeah. My husband was barely at high school when I was at high school. So he's 6 years younger than me. So if...
Oh, we're 13. I'm 13 years younger than Rod.
All right, darling.
I wasn't even alive when Rod was in high school. Yeah.
Sean keeps saying things like, do you remember the Spice Girls? I was 10 when this came out. I was like, I was 38.
Jesus Great. Christ.
Yeah, we've got nothing in common. God, nothing. We have nothing in common. No. We're like one of those couples that got together after a massive war because there was no men left. Oh, no men of marrying age.
That's nice, that, isn't it? That's nice to know that you married me because I was the only thing left after war.
Yeah, I've got to settle down.
Oh, is there anything broken that I can marry? You, over there, in the wheelchair. Come here. Yeah.
Guys, come here.
Right, it's been a massive war. What's left? Right, you over there.
What's left?
You.
You over there by the bunker.
What do you call your husband? Leftovers. I call him leftovers. Yeah.
I wouldn't call it the spoils.
So.
Yes, love, so you did
I do the step down.
Right. Yeah.
So I do the step down. I lose my footing, my front arm goes snap on the chair, and it's what call basically a heartbeat break. So it goes across, it comes down, it goes back up, and then it goes across again. The two bones snapped. And then I had to walk out to the ambulance, and all of my school year were hanging out the windows going, your unco, which means uncoordinated. So I'm walking along with a broken arm.
That's so Australian.
A whole bunch of gas. Yeah, they're like, your uncle. Yeah,
that is the most
brutal. Absolutely
bizarre heckle I've ever heard from a school child.
That is
uncoordinated.
So, that's so Australian.
That would not have happened in our school.
Yeah.
It is, isn't it?
That would not have happened in our school. They'd have chosen a much more childish word.
Yeah.
The third time. I was in the musical Oliver at the Gosford Musical Society. We're on a lunch break and I was about to do a round off. A round off is a double-handed cartwheel where you can only do them when you're young. Then you get hips and your bones go, I don't bend that way, where you run and instead of going one hand and go over like a cartwheel, you go two hands at the same time and you sort of spring off. So it was like Greece, so there was people lined up on both sides. I was in full Dickensian wear. And I ran up, I went to do a round off, and one of the guys in the line went, ooh, and went to scare me, and I said, don't do that because I'll hurt myself. And so I ran up again and went to put my two hands down. I saw his little foot come out, and I just looked up and heard click, and in the same two places where 6 months ago I'd broken my arms, they came undone again.
And so what a twat!
Umpapa, that's how it goes. Who did you play in Oliver?
Beth. Who was
Nancy's friend.
Yeah, Nancy's daughter. Nancy's friend. She's not in the movie. Another woman erased from a storyline.
Yeah, that's probably one of the smallest parts in history, that was.
Mr. Bumble or Beth?
No, Beth.
Did you play Mr. Bumble?
I wanted to be Fagin, but they told me I was too fat.
Well, he doesn't eat a lot, does he? He's a pickpocket.
I know, I want to be Fagin, and they're like, no, you're not Fagin.
You can't have a very well-fed street rat. That's not how it works.
No, I know. Apparently not.
So he kept getting his hands stuck in people's pockets.
I wanted to be Bugsy Malone, I was Fat Sam.
Oh, excuse me, can you help me get my hand out of your pocket?
Oh, Bowser.
Oh my God. And can I have your flapjack while we're here?
Yeah.
Now, I was going to tell you about... you have to bleep the name. You have to bleep the name, but I remembered. Mark, this kid in my school. Bleep the name. This kid in my school. Because when you said you broke your arm three times, he got run over three times in exactly the same place. Outside, three times in primary school.
What, by a car?
Broke the same leg, got hit by three different cars.
Different cars.
One. between J.D. Cogan's.
Right. On Little Street?
No, Little Water Street.
Right, okay.
On Little Water Street.
Between, oh, my God, the giggles now.
You've got... I was walking home three different occasions. I walked round a corner to see in the same spot an ambulance and police car, and on the floor the same kid crossing the same road on three separate occasions.
No way.
Over a period of 2 years. Three.
That's insane.
And he broke the same every time. And he was crossing the road between. The jury's out. I don't know, because the only things on either side of the road were these three things. So work out which one are these. There was the Kwong Yik Chinese takeaway, which wasn't even open in the day.
Lovely Chinese.
Not open in the day. Number two was J.D. Cogan's, which sold panini stickers and sweets and stuff, and newsagents. So it could have been he was trying to get it.
Yeah, you didn't tend to think of anything else when that was in your...
Either that, or he was trying to get to Bernard Rees Photographic, which was a...
all of our family portraits are taken in soft focus.
Maybe he was rushing across to have a soft focus photo to put in the window in a frame in the window of the photographer.
Of him on an Afghan rug in front of a bookcase.
Yeah. So, with his head on his hands, laying on his front with his head in his hands.
Soft focus, just some Vaseline on the lens.
We've all got them. I've got one there, darling. So, look, I've got a family one there.
Absolutely.
Do you want to pick? Look at my family one from Bernard Rees.
You're not going to believe this.
Please hold it up.
You're not going to believe this. That's Sian's family. Just for a bit of detail, that's Bernard Rees Photographic. That is from the studio.
We've all got them from this.
Oh, it is? Yeah. Brilliant.
And guys,
this was in the window for ages. So everyone who passed that shop were like, Sian's family. And everyone knows each other. It's humiliating.
So maybe he was trying to get there in a hell of a... Three times, hit by a car,
let's
run
put
over,
the socials.
Broken leg, three separate occasions. Same kid, different car, different driver. Everything.
What happened? At the third one, did someone sit him down? Well, he couldn't sit down. But you know what I mean? Did they have to have a policeman in to go, listen,
I can
mate?
Picture it as clear as it's same
a zebra
spot.
Crossing.
Nobody else got knocked over. It was just
Can
him.
Somebody go to the shop with Mark? Jesus. Yeah. What's he doing now?
I don't know.
Is he all right?
I don't know.
An Olympic walker.
Right, wow, okay. Guys. Now then, let's have story number two.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Whistler story number two. Shop tells customers to stop paying with...
Everything is a waste of time after that story.
We can't peak that.
Shop tells customers to stop paying with sweaty cash stored in bras.
Fair enough.
Right. A businessman... A businessman is... This was... I mean, it shows how topical this is. There's a heat wave when this story came out. our strapline is yes... our strapline is yesterday's non-news
strap
today.
Strapline?
Strapline, bra strapline.
Yeah.
Yesterday's
this
non-news.
This one's the summer of 1976.
It does this as bras during heatwave. A businessman is taking a stand against unorthodox cash-carrying habits as the scorching weather continues.
God. Flipping out.
We're recording this in absolutely pissing rain in October.
Have you ever carried cash in your bra, Felicity?
Do people do that?
A couple of times, yeah.
I've done it a couple of times.
Do you know
why,
Rod? Because we don't have pockets on our fucking clothes.
We don't have pockets. Yeah.
Why don't you have pockets on your fucking clothes?
Because we used to carry a...
Because of the patriarchy. It's big,
everyone knows
it's big news when women's trousers have pockets. A lot of our pockets have something that looks like a pocket sewn into them, but it's not actually a pocket.
And it's not.
So
it's
someone
a fake
told me the
pocket.
Other day that Adidas don't make a... there's lots of sportswear that they don't put pockets into because it's more profitable because they know that women will buy like a bum bag or another accessory because they used to not.
That's insane.
Whereas men's sportswear have pockets in them so they can carry a phone or whatever.
But why would we not buy bum bags and accessories?
I didn't know that.
It also ruins the line, the outline of a woman's body has to look smooth. And also apparently it's because of suffragettes used to carry weapons and they didn't give them any pockets in case they would like get out of thing. That's why they started using hat pins as weapons. And that's why badges and stuff, because it had a big pin on it. And so you just put one in your hat in the front. It's really fascinating if you look into it.
Very villainelle, isn't it?
It is.
Why do they put... I mean, not. I don't want to get... I mean, is going to sound sexist, right? But why have they got pockets on the front of an apron?
I don't want to get weighed down by...
You don't wear an apron.
Why do they put pockets on the front of an apron?
You don't wear an apron outdoors.
No, but you wear it around kitchen utensils and knives and things.
Yeah, but you don't need to hide those.
Yeah, they're happy for us to be in the kitchen, but they don't want us to be industrious and utilised outside of the house.
I do.
Thanks, Barry.
It's so that you couldn't carry your own money. You have to have somebody else paying for shit.
That's why we put it in our bra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Well, this is I tell you what, and I thought this story was going to be a waste of time. No, sir.
It's juicy,
madam.
Isn't it? But every time I get a dress that looks nice, that has pockets with it, we all tweet about it. We all go, guys, I found a dress with pockets in it. Fucking hell. And we all buy it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm only going to ask you this once. Is that true?
Yes.
Right.
It is. I found a really popsy dresses have pockets in and everyone knows about them.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. God, I didn't know that.
Look, if you Google it, there's lots of different theories behind it, but most of it is about inhibiting women.
Whether I'm not Googling women's pockets.
I didn't say women's sticky pocket.
nor did I.
Yeah. No, you didn't actually. I'm wearing my grandfather's shirt because it has pockets in it. Because it's handy. Mm-hmm. It keeps mask, tissue, whatever. You know what I mean?
I know what pockets are for. It's all right.
Yeah,
I'm a man.
Now you do, entitled man.
I cannot believe that we don't have pockets on the inside of our jacket. That one infuriates me.
It's like, insane.
My husband will go, hey, can you see if there's a wallet in my pocket, in my jacket? And I'm like, no. And he's like, check on the inside. I'm like, you motherfucker.
Okay, so we've established that pockets in one way and another, in several different ways, are sort of part of the patriarchy, right? They're mm-hmm. an oppressive, what would you call them?
Well, omitting them is oppressive.
So omitting them is part of oppression, part of the patriarchal system. Mm-hmm. Okay. A businessman is taking a stand against this, about people... bedding salesman Michael Flynn, better known as Mattress Mick.
discusses.
Yeah.
Issued the unexpected notice on Facebook. It seems the rise in temperatures, combined with many women's outfits, not including pockets, has caused some issues. The Dublin legend, that's Mattress Mick, left people in stitches. As he said, the store wouldn't accept cash that had been stored in customers' bras.
Right.
The bedding mogul and reality star. Oh, okay.
How do they know it's been stored in a bra, though, unless you're whopping them out on the counter? Like, I would usually just discreetly take it out.
there's the sign.
When I enter or something. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's the sign say? No bra money.
No bra money. It's still legal tender, baby. Get yourself an antiseptic hand wipe and get over it.
It says underneath, it says no bra money in big capitals underlined. Due to increasing temperatures and for our own personal safety, will not be accepting bra money.
Safety.
Is that why they've made new paper waterproof? You know, like new notes?
They're now that's an Australian...
Yeah, we've had plastic money for decades.
Is it because, like, women were going up to the counter
I don't think
and,
that's
like,
why.
A fiver would just tear apart?
No, it is why. I think it is why.
It must be.
That's why you had them first in Australia, because you got sweatier tits than
sweaty
we've got.
Sweaty cleavage.
We do have sweaty tits. That's science.
In your climate, your tits are much clammier, I've noticed.
It,
especially up in the north.
How can you tell?
You've noticed, have you?
Yeah. Rod's been...
He just does a little hand test.
Oh, especially up in the northern territory in Queensland, the humidity is terrible.
I had a dress that fit me very snugly, and I thought, you know what? This holds me in. And I thought, I think I can get away without wearing a bra in this dress.
Oh,
Sian, I believe that you are also... sturdy when it comes to the front bum. Yeah. No, the front bum is a different thing, isn't it? chesticles? Is that the... Anyway. So I decide to not wear a bra, and I wear this dress and it's holding me in, but then I realise it was a very warm summer here. The under tit sweat was like nothing I had known.
Yeah.
It was all over my stomach. I'm like, this is why you wear a bra. It's not for support. Yeah. It's a towel.
No.
It's so bad. Your checkbook kept falling out.
No, your checkbook was in bits, just like paper mache.
Your checkbook came apart like a wet paper bag.
My checkbook. Well, I was in my pocket, so just underneath.
Okay. So this is the story, right?
Yes.
They put a sign up saying, no bra money for our personal safety, right? It says, please keep your euro notes, because of course this is Ireland, in your purse or handbag at all times. Yours, Mattress Mick. Customers seem to take it well, although one baffled woman asked, who would be wearing a bra in this weather?
No, we have to back up. A man selling mattresses has said, I don't want any cash taken from your bra. So who is buying a mattress with cash that they have kept in their bras? Like, isn't a mattress about £500?
Well, usually you keep your cash in your mattress. They've got to buy a mattress put their cash under.
Who's going up to the counter with like going, right, now then, 1, 2, 3, 4.
I think Felicity has put absolutely nailed it. People are going in with like 500 quid in cash underneath in their bra and going, I need somewhere to fucking put this. It's better than my bra. I'll buy a mattress and put it under there.
If I put £500 cash in coins. <Yeah. laughs>
Just empty it under the counter.
Like Scrooge McDuck.
But I also understand, like, if you don't want to carry £500 in cash in your wallet because you're afraid your bag will get stolen or Barry will take it out of your pocket.
Not with my sausage fingers.
No. Can't get in there.
Barry, I seem to have a really fat hand in my pocket. Hello.
I wasn't allowed to play it.
Because I was too fat. Oh, pal, this is hilarious.
I mean, just out of interest, Barry, who did you play then? Because it's Victorian England, isn't it? Isn't everybody fairly slight in that?
Mr. Bumble.
Oh, Mr. Bumble. I don't know it well enough. Harry Secombe
played in the film.
Right, okay.
That's right.
He runs the workhouse. One boy for sale, him. Oliver, him.
Wow, Liverpool has a boy wanted more. Oliver.
Amazing.
It all comes flowing back. As long as he needs me.
I know where yeah. I should be.
Oh, yeah, the Cockney. In spite of what I see.
We had a music teacher called Miss Wilson, who was she was Lancastrian. She was quite posh, but she was from Lancashire, but she was very posh like this. And I always remember she was with all the lads doing consider yourself, and she went, No. It's like this. When the drinks are on the ass.
Hey Barry, talking of childhood injuries, did you have any, Sean?
Yeah.
What did you have?
I was I was pretending to do a tightrope whilst naked along the side of a bath.
Oh, hang on. I think we can see where this is going.
Oh God, yeah. It was so obvious.
Yeah.
Tightrope.
Oh, God.
Along the side of a bath whilst naked.
No.
Before my bath.
No.
And I fell.
No.
And everything went cold. Like from there all the way up, my mum was outside going, are you all right?
Can I just check? You were doing a tightrope walk naked and you fell with legs either side of the tightrope.
Yeah.
I have so many questions, I can't ask any of them.
I just wanted to be a tightroper.
I can't ask any of them. You ask them, Fliss. You'll be all right.
The question is, how rope burned were you? Was there any lasting damage?
I don't know.
I mean, I can answer that.
Yeah, but that was mine. That was my main
one. Oh, my God. Yeah. But what was the injury?
I don't know.
I mean, medically, what
It went cold. Yeah. Everything went cold. And I didn't tell anyone because I thought, I'm going to get into so much
until
trouble.
Now?
No, I didn't tell my parents. I just dealt with it. And then I had a... Do you know what I mean?
How wide was the rope? That was my other question. You should have asked Felicity.
It was a bath.
Oh, I've misunderstood. I thought you were walking along the side of the bath.
Pretending to be a rope, tightrope walker.
Oh, I thought there was a rope.
No, darling, I was six.
Yeah,
I
think me too.
We all thought there was a rope.
No.
You were walking along the edge of the bath.
No, yes. Oh, I'm pretending to be a tightrope walker.
How long
that's
was your
worse.
Pubic Is bone it? Bruise for?
Oh,
with answer that.
Ceramic.
Still, yeah. Is the end.
Yeah. Oh, it's still pretty messed up, isn't it? No complaints from me.
No complaints from me.
It's a mess down there.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to go there. No, love.
Oh, it is like walking... take what I can get, Gilbert.
Oh, I'm in no position to turn down a smash badge.
Thanks,
look at me.
Jesus.
Yeah. You've got to take what you can get. Barry, did you have any childhood injuries? You must have. Barry must have.
I had loads.
Loads?
I was trying to put a finger when I was about 2 or 3. I was trying to put a finger in a plug socket. My mum saw that to get my attention. She slammed the door, not realising that my other finger was in the hinge.
Oh,
so I've got one finger that's really weird. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Your mum must have felt like so shit.
As you know, I've got bad hands generally. That doesn't help.
Yeah, that's a condition.
Also,
that doesn't count.
I was at the gym yesterday and I was watching Mastermind on the TV screen.
Really, just to get you really
and
pumped up.
And there was a question about... This.
So slow.
I mean, that is playing in gyms up and down the country, Mastermind.
Someone's specialised subject was Margaret Thatcher, and they asked what was the condition she had in her hands, which is the same as I have, and Bill Nye, incidentally, which is Dupuytren's contracture. Mm. And it was a question on Mastermind last night, and I felt like I'm being hurt.
Did Margaret Thatcher have it?
It's just a genetic condition that makes your fingers go into a claw.
It looks really painful.
Watching Mastermind. I've got a Peloton class later to count down.
But at least that's rapid towards the end. Mastermind's really slow.
Yeah, not that bit. They stop it before that bit. It's just the questions. It's just her putting the numbers up, Rachel Riley. Now then, okay. So your two frothy stories were doctors flush out woman's ear after complaint and find object from decades ago, which turned out to be the tube that they put something to do with the grommets. Or what was the other story? Oh,
sweaty bra cash.
About a shop putting up a sign saying no sweaty bra cash, please.
I think that's really interesting.
Well, that did turn out to be interesting.
It's very controversial and it's sexist.
That turned out to be very interesting. I learned a lot there
about ourselves.
Ladies' pockets.
The other story is so boring, but it got all of the accident stories rolling. So do we?
True.
Is it based
no, don't include the tangents.
On the story itself?
No.
Yeah.
That is strictly the story itself.
Then the grommety thing.
The grommet's wasting my time then. Grommet's gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Congratulations, Grommets. You win the Froth of the Week, the frothiest story of the week. Thank you very much, Felicity, for joining us. Sean Yay! Harris, Barry Castro. Wait, Felicity, what are you up to at the moment? Do you want to plug stuff? Where can people find you?
You can go to my website, which I don't update. You can catch me on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, which is all at Felicity Ward. Or if you happen to be in the US, I am in a drama series called Wakefield, which is on Showtime. And it's
that's exciting.
It's in America at the moment.
Will that be coming to UK audiences?
I hope so. I mean, the lead guy is British. It's produced or distributed by BBC Studios and yet has not been bought by the UK yet. I don't know why.
Wow.
It's set in a psychiatric hospital. It's about a psychiatric nurse who loses his mind over the course of the series. It is, even though I'm in it, it is an amazing show. I sobbed at the end of it. My eyes out. It's just beautiful.
What's it called again?
It's called Wakefield, like the northern town, Wakefield, which people keep reminding
me. Right.
Are you doing stand-up or comedy at the moment?
Yeah, no, I'm doing live stand-up. I've actually got 3 work in progresses coming up at Soho Theatre, on top of like just gigging around the country as well. So I will do it today. I'll update my website today. But I'm doing work in progresses for my next shows at Soho Theatre. In November.
Soho Theatre in Dean Street in Soho in London, of course. Wonderful theatre, so you can catch Felicity there. Thanks so much for joining us, Felicity.
Thank you so much, love. It's a joy.
A delight.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Remember, you can find us at The Froth Podcast and our YouTube channel where you'll get extra froth content.
Don't forget to like and subscribe and rate us at 5 stars and spread the word if you enjoyed it.
This podcast was a Llan Bobl Vision production, produced by Barry Castagnola at Russell Up Productions.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.